Hello everybody, this is Dr. Wilclauer. Welcome to Cooking for Health. During this week, we're talking about crockpot cooking, and I think that one of the reasons why people don't cook at all or don't use, say, a crock pot, which is so wonderful, you need to use a crock pot. Please give this a shot because it's so awesome. One of the reasons that people don't do that is they just don't have any familiarity with it, you know? And if you don't have any familiarity with it, then sometimes you can do things that doesn't turn out well. And when it doesn't turn out well, you think, oh, it's me. When in fact, there's some little things that you just didn't know to think about that can really make the difference. Herbs and spices are one of those things. When you cook things, and so here's your coaching for cooking in a crock pot. When you're cooking with herbs and spices, there are certain things that can, over time, become more bitter or lose their flavoring altogether. And with herbs and spices, there are certain ones that go really well early and others that go really well late. And how you know is that if it's an herb or spice that has lots of oils in it, for example, it's a rich oil from a rosemary or a garlic oil, you know, that comes out of a garlic clove. These are all wonderful flavors that once they get in there, they can marinate in the juices and cook all day long without making the broth bitter or just the flavors going away. But if you're adding a flavor like an oregano, a basil, those types of herbs are finishing herbs. Those go in at the end. Did that make sense? So you add the oily, rich herbs early on, and those lighter herbs, the thyme, the basil, the oregano, at the very end. Good? Make sense? If you have any questions, come by our site. That's wilclauer.com. Take care. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.